riots erupted on the streets of Baltimore last year, Center Stage made the decision to program a play about a riot in a different era, in a different city. Here's theater critic J. Wynn Russick with her review of Detroit 67.
Dominique Morisseau's play, Detroit 67, takes place in a basement. Even though there's some illegal activity going on in this basement, it feels like a safe haven in that particular city at that particularly incendiary time. It's a time and place that bear decided similarities to the unrest that arose in Baltimore a year ago, in the wake of Freddie Gray's death from injuries suffered in police custody. That's among the reasons Center Stage selected Detroit 67. There's immense tension between Detroit's black citizens and police in Morisseau's play, part of a trilogy set in different decades in her hometown. Police don't figure into the cast. Instead, we see the impact of the July 1967 riots on four African Americans who live in the ravaged neighborhood. The main characters are an adult brother and sister, Lank and Shell, whose widowed father recently died and left them the house where they grew up. To make ends meet and pay off the mortgage, Lank and Shell charge for late-night illicit house parties in their basement. But they also have a small cash inheritance. Lank plans to use this to buy a bar with his best friend, to be legit, as Lank puts it. Shell, played with rigid determination by Michelle Wilson, is having none of it, as she explains to Amari Cheatham's Lank.
Our own spot. Oh, that'd be something.
That ain't the something I want, Lank. Put Mama and Daddy's hard-earned money on the line just to keep hustling, because that's all a bar is, a hustle on the books.
That's all any business is.
I don't want to be hustling forever.
Well, what you want to do, Shell? Sit on the money till we rot?
It's a conflict right out of Lorraine Hansberry's classic, A Raisin in the Sun. There, a son incurs his mother's wrath by using his late father's legacy to buy a bar. I don't fault playwright Morisseau for borrowing from, paying homage to, the best. But I do fault her for a play in which much of the tension is revealed through exposition. Director Camila Forbes and her design team have created a period-perfect production, from set designer Michael Carnahan's sagging Scandinavian sofa to the strains of Justin Ellington's Motown sound design. But the play itself has one element that feels forced. A young white woman whom Lank and his friend bring home unconscious after finding her beaten and delirious. Once again, Lank's sister is not pleased.
What made you pick her up and bring her here?
She's been hurt up. Somebody been hurt up real good.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, she looked terrible.
Did a good number on her. Whoever they is.
Lank convinces his reluctant sister to let the girl stay with them for a while. Who is she and what happened to her? Primarily, she seems to be a reminder of troubled race relations. An unnecessary reminder in a play set against the backdrop of riots that were all too real. Sarah Nealis's performance, or even casting, doesn't help. Nealis seems more like a prep school girl than a denizen of the mean streets, as her character is supposed to be. The rest of the cast is right on, as they said in the 60s, especially Amari Cheatham as trusting, big-hearted Lank. And adamant as Michelle Wilson's character appears, Wilson makes Shell's eventual turnabout believable. This crucial turning point redeems a play and a production in which too much of the emotion is carried by the evocative Motown soundtrack and alarming riot footage. Center Stage has produced Detroit 67 in association with the Detroit Public Theater, where it will be performed next. I have no doubt that the play will strike a chord with audiences there. But even seen in the context of the anniversary of Baltimore's unrest, Detroit 67 is too burdened with telling instead of showing to be deeply stirring here.
Detroit 67 is at Center Stage's temporary home on the campus of Towson University until May 8th. More details, as well as a link to my conversation with Center Stage's artistic director Kwame Kwe Arma, on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. Next week, she'll share her thoughts on a couple of classics currently in production at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more ahead. Stick around.